Hello, everyone. I'm Christina Vogt, Assistant Editor for Consultant360.com and your moderator for Podcast 360. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Shailin Sutaria, who is from the Department of Primary Care and Public Health at Imperial College London in the United Kingdom. Dr. Sutaria recently led a study titled, Is Obesity Associated with Depression in Children? Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis, which was published in Archives of Disease in Childhood. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Sutaria.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
So how did this study come about? Why did you decide to assess the risk for depression in children with overweight and obesity compared with children of normal weight?
So the study came about because essentially we had concerns that the effects of obesity in childhood were being looked through quite a narrow prism, with a focus in particular on physical health problems such as heart disease, diabetes, and a more holistic approach was needed. In fact, when we looked at the guidelines for clinicians, information and information for parents about obesity, it focused almost entirely on physical health. There was nothing there about mental health. We in particular looked at depression because we knew that rates of self-harm, overdose, suicide were increasing, as were rates of obesity, and we wondered if there may be a link.
Ultimately, the results of your study indicated that childhood obesity was associated with both concurrent and future risks of depression, but childhood overweight and normal weight were not. Why do you think this is?
That's a really interesting point, actually. We have thought a lot about it. One would have expected overweight children to show increased risk of depression as well, but perhaps not as large as obese children. However, we didn't see that. In fact, the risk of depression wasn't particularly different between normal weight children or overweight children. It was really just in the obese category. I think what is happening is perhaps as society shifts and children become heavier, so what is normal changes? So being a bit overweight in childhood is normal. And so only those at the more extreme ends, i.e. those who are really obese, you know, sort of above the 95th percentile of weight, who really stand out as being obese. And these are the children that suffer the negative psychological or social consequences of being obese, such as being bullied or picked on or ostracized in some way and developing a poor self-image. And these factors later sort of manifest as symptoms of depression.
Your study also showed that girls with obesity were most at risk for depression compared with their normal weight counterparts, but this association was not observed among boys. Why might girls with obesity have a higher risk for depression while boys might not?
Again, this is an important finding. We didn't find a relationship between increased weight and depression among boys. In subgroup analysis, the relationship really was only among girls. But I think here there's important differences in how boys and girls differ in their experience of being overweight or obese. We know from existing evidence that among girls, there seems to be a clear relationship between increasing weight and poor self-image, or experiences of being bullied and victimized about their weight. This isn't apparent among boys. Among boys, being overweight isn't necessarily seen as negative among themselves or their peers. And perhaps that's because among boys, being overweight confers strength or dominance in their peer group, and so it doesn't really have the same effect on their self-image. I think also from a societal point of view, girls are much more aware of their weight than boys are, especially with increasing use of social media where you're constantly exposed to images of a perfect female body. And I don't think boys are quite exposed to that in the same degree. However, that does seem to be changing.
What would you say are the clinical takeaways of your study? How can clinicians apply these findings in practice?
I think there's lessons here for both parents and clinicians, actually. I think clinicians need to think more holistically when assessing an obese child, particularly females, and consider screening for symptoms of depression. And we need guidelines to reflect this. Like I said earlier, most of the guidance in the UK about managing obese children focuses on the physical consequences such as type 2 diabetes or hypertension. None of the guidance really mentions or acknowledges any current risk to mental well-being. And I think similarly, families or parents have a role to play and they need to be alert to symptoms of depression. I think the difficulty with children is they can be difficult to read and they can hide their symptoms well. And there's often this notion that being overweight or an overweight child is a jolly child, which we know isn't true.
What do you think the next steps in your research will be?
Well, I think we're really just scratching the surface of the relationship between mental well-being and weight in childhood. For example, in our study, we've shown a link between obesity and depression, but we know from other studies that this relationship is bidirectional. By that I mean children with depression who aren't actually overweight are more likely to get overweight in the future. So I don't think we fully understand the mechanism through which obesity and depression or mental well-being are linked. So there's still a lot of work to be done in untangling the causal link here. But I think ultimately what's important is trying to go beyond the theory and finding some kind of solutions or interventions to tackle this growing twin problem of obesity and unhappiness, for want of a better word, in childhood.
Thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Sutaria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.